Sometimes one wrong word can result in very wrong treatment. A Hispanic teen in Florida became quadriplegic when a brain aneurysm was mistaken for intoxication, all because of misinterpretation. Milwaukee Dr. Glenn Flores cites this example in an article on healthcare language barriers published in the most recent New England Journal of Medicine.
Just before he collapsed, he said in Spanish that I'm feeling, he used the word intoxicado. And the girlfriend, who also only spoke Spanish, then called 911, and the ambulance arrived, and the paramedics didn't know much Spanish, and the girlfriend didn't really know any English, and she mentioned that word, and they said, oh, okay, we know a little Spanish, that means intoxicated.
The teenage boy, in fact, had said he felt nauseous. Doctors later found out he had a brain aneurysm. Delayed treatment by the Florida hospital prompted a $71 million malpractice settlement. Dr. Flores is professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's reviewed this and other cases. He says one study showed 46% of emergency rooms had no interpreter for patients who spoke no or only limited English. Under the Federal Civil Rights Act, denial of medical care because of language barrier is discrimination. Hospitals which get federal money, like Medicare or Medicaid, have to provide interpreters, which can be expensive. The American Medical Association says making healthcare providers pay is unfair. Doctors say reimbursement for Medicare patients is already too low. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.